Oh, what a shout will rise across the vaulted skies when Jesus comes in the clouds. We'll leave all pain and care and endless glory share when Jesus comes in the clouds. When Jesus comes in glory bright, we'll leave the lonely shades of night. All sorrow will be past, eternal joy at last, when Jesus comes in the clouds. All war and strife will cease, there'll be eternal peace when Jesus comes in the clouds. Upon the hills of hope our feet shall ever roam when Jesus comes in the clouds. Oh, when Jesus comes in glory bright, we'll leave the lonely shades of night. All sorrow will be past, eternal joy at last, when Jesus comes in the clouds. With all the friends of old, we'll tread the streets of gold when Jesus comes in the clouds. There'll be no more goodbyes, no tears to dim the eyes when Jesus comes in the clouds. Oh, when Jesus comes in glory bright, we'll leave the lonely shades of night. All sorrow will be past, eternal joy at last, when Jesus comes. On that last verse, with all the friends of old, we'll tread the streets of gold when Jesus comes in the clouds. There'll be no more goodbyes, no tears to dim our eyes when Jesus comes in the clouds. Oh, when Jesus comes in glory bright, we'll leave the lonely shades of night. All sorrow will be past, eternal joy at last, when Jesus comes in the clouds. Oh, when Jesus comes in glory bright, we'll leave the lonely shades of night.
Wow.
All sorrow
Isn't that beautiful?
Will be past,
eternal joy at last. I can hardly wait till Jesus comes in the clouds. Welcome. Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast, and Open Bible Radio. Oh, it's great to do all these good things together. And the program today is one that I'm excited about. It really is. We're going to talk all about Jesus. All about Jesus. Let me cut that down a little bit. All about Jesus. We're just going to talk about and center on Him, who He is, what He's done, when He's coming, everything about Jesus we can imagine in 1 hour's time. Let's talk about Jesus. All about Jesus. I'm overwhelmed in how much I've learned to love Him and how the love for Christ grows in my heart. The Bible says that God by the Holy Ghost will shed abroad the love of God in our hearts. And I've been crying out for God to shed abroad His love in my heart, greater and more rich than I've ever known in my life. I want to love Him with all this in me. In fact, He told us to love Him with our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Now, that's all of you. And He wants you to love Him. You see, if He's not Lord of all, you have no hope of heaven. You have no hope of heaven until Jesus is Lord of all your life. When He rules your life, when He's in charge, when He's all, I'm telling you, that's going to be an incredible day. Now, get your Bible opened, and let's start in the book of St. John. The book of St. John, we'll start with chapter 1 and verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. I want you to hear these first verses of St. John. Now, behind me, you see a poster. I hope you can see it. Here we go. I can move back. You can't read it, I don't think. but I can read it. These are names of Jesus. And he shall be called, and the last name at the bottom is Jesus Christ. At the program, as it comes down to an end, I'm going to go to this great poster. It stays on my door, on the sanctuary side of my door, and it's just whom I'm committed to. And his name is Jesus. And I'm going to read those names because they are an incredible list. Now, better than that, I'm going to make a list of those names. And that's going to be one of my gifts I'm going to give to you today. I'm going to give you three things today if you desire them. I'm going to give you a wonderful article, just a part of the post that goes up on the internet. And it's beautiful. It's all about chapter 1 of the book of Revelation and the vision of Jesus. Now, most people don't know this, but Jesus is actually given a specific name 40 times in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. 40 times in the first chapter. I'll try to get to them and read them for you. The book of Revelation is a spectacular book. But that even doesn't list all the names on this great chart behind me. And it's all about Jesus. That's all it is. All about Jesus. And to help you fall in love with the Son of God. He is the life of the world, you know. By him all things subsist. By him all things continue. By him the world doesn't fall apart. Because of him, the world cannot decay and cannot become the nothingness that the environmentalists have this extreme fear of their world becoming. You know, I understand environmentalism. I understand the wildness of the environmentalist. You have to understand, to begin with, they're mostly atheists. They don't believe in the Bible. They don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we are sharing with you. And if I didn't believe in him, I would be just as dark in my mind and in my imagination. I'd probably be an environmentalist, just like them, because I would be committed. Hey, we got to save this thing. Now, it's about to fall apart. Well, the only thing that's about to destroy it is sin, and the Son of God is going to take care of that. How about that? The Son of God is going to take care of that. Now, I'm telling you, friend, it is a glorious thing to study and to learn all about Jesus. All about Jesus. That's the name of this program. All about Jesus. All about Jesus. Now, you need to call everybody you know and get them to listen. And if you are a Facebook partner with me and you're one of my friends on Facebook, I want you to share this right now. Right now, not in an hour, not in 30 minutes, now, hit that share button. Will you hit that share button and share it with everybody? And let's get the name of Jesus, the many names of Jesus, the many beautiful things we're going to say about Jesus. Let's get them to a multitude. Let's get them to everybody we can get them to, because their salvation, their whole eternal hope, their future is tied in that name. Listen now, I'll read this in a little bit. But every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God his Father. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And let me tell you, the one of two ways that you're going to call Jesus Lord. You're either going to call him Lord of your life and in your life, and you're going to make him Lord. Or in the day of judgment, you're going to bow before him and confess that he is the Lord whom you rejected. The Lord whom you didn't have time for. The Lord whom you was too worldly for. You was too busy for. You loved the things of this life more. You were too self-centered. You were too selfish. Oh, self is the center of this world and the way it thinks. It's a selfish world. It really is. And I'm telling you, get it out of your system and make Jesus the Lord of your life. Because when he's the Lord of your life, you've got the greatest hope on the face of this universe. In fact, you've got the only hope on the face of this universe that has any eternal powers to it. You have the only hope. Well, let me read to you what the great John the Revelator, John the one who wrote about his divinity. In the beginning was the Word, Now, I want you to notice that. I got to stop right here because that word, W-O-R-D, is spelled with a capital W. That means this is a person. This is an individual whom the Bible, in whom we call the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That settles it, don't it? The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now notice this. All things were made by Him, and was not anything made that was made. And without Him, there was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. L-I-F-E. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness could not comprehend it. And the darkness could not comprehend it. I like the word master. The darkness could not master it. Ever since the great Son of God became the creator of this earth, the darkness has not been able to master Him. The devil was the representative of darkness, and he tried his best to turn heaven against God and against the Lord Jesus and make himself the God. And the Father threw him out. And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, you got to understand these first five verses because they are dynamic. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness could not master it, or the darkness could not comprehend it. The darkness could not be victor over it. Now, if you go down, there's many wonderful verses here, but verse 14 I must read. And the Word, notice again, that same word, W-O-R-D. And the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. F-L-E-S-H. The Word became a baby in the womb of Mary. The Word became a baby in the womb of Mary. No man was involved because the Holy Ghost was the source of the conception in Mary's womb. And Jesus was born with the eternal Son of God out of her womb. Oh, friend, what a picture. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And dwelt on the earth, dwelt among us. Jesus of Nazareth, 33 years, dwelt among us. That's what he's saying. And the Word dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. They saw his glory. At times, I mean, they didn't see it all the time, but at intervals, they would see his glory. Three of them saw his glory up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And we saw his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. The only begotten of the Father. What a picture. See, that is the introduction I make to you all about Jesus. All about Jesus. Now, there's so much to find in the Bible about him. He lives in every page from Genesis 1:1 all the way to Revelation 22. He is the Word. And so there is the living Word and there is the written Word. And they are together, bound together like two, absolutely united together, the living Word and the written Word. Jesus is the living Word, and this is his written Word. And that's how and why you take every word of the Bible and you believe every word. You live by every word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Mark 4:4. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, the book of John is the most wonderful gospel that concerns the divinity of Jesus Christ. He was a divine being. He was both God and man together, united. I shouldn't say like this, but rather like this. He was God and man united. The theanthropic person, as they say in theology. He was God and he was both man. He was both man and he was God. He never ceased to be God, but he never failed to be man. He never, you know, it was united. It was the mystery of mysteries. Oh, the mystery of his Godhood. Oh, the mystery of his entrance into the human family to walk among us. I want to tell you, the greatest need of the church world, and it would turn the church upside down if they would get a new vision of Jesus and who he is and what he represents and the glory of his person, the magnificence of his being. He is beyond all understanding. He is beyond all measure. He is beyond all description. There is no name like his name and many names. And he does have many names. Now, the thing I like about the book of John, and I'm going to give you this also, is in the book of John, one book, Jesus himself says 50 times, I am. He said it in different contexts, but he says 50 times, I am. In the book of John, one book of the Bible, and Jesus says, I am. Now, you do remember that when Moses asked God what his name was, as he waited before the burning bush, about to go into Egypt to lead the children of Israel out of bondage, Moses asked God to give him his name. Moses wanted the name of God to tell the Pharaoh down in Egypt who was sending him to lead his children out. And so God spoke to Moses from the burning bush and said, I am that I am. So I am is the greatest name ever given to God, and he gave it to himself. I am that I am. I know you can say Yahweh, you can say Jehovah, the different names, and they're wonderful names, and you can say them in different languages, but I like just to say Jesus when I'm talking about the Son of God. Now, in the book of John, Jesus does something very specific, and John records it and presents it. He says, I am in seven distinct ways. Now, he says it 50 times in the book, but in seven distinct ways, Jesus says, I am. Now, I could quote them to you, but I prefer to read them to you because I want you to see them in the Bible. The book of John 6:48, I am the bread of life. I am, he says that, I am that bread of life. Very specific, I am that bread of life. That's John chapter 6 and verse 48. And then you go to chapter 9, verse 5, and as long as I am in the world, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Now he says, I am the bread of life. Now he says, I am the light of the world. Oh, that's beautiful. And then he goes on in chapter 10 and verse 9, I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So he said, I am the bread of life. Then he said, I am the light of the world. I'm sorry. Then he says, I am the door. Now we go to chapter 10, I'm sorry, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life. The good shepherd giveth his life for the world. Oh, that's beautiful. So, I am the bread of life, I am the light of the world, I am the door, I am the good shepherd. And then he says in chapter 11 and verse 25, and Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. And listen to this, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I'm here to tell you, a saint of God can never die. If you don't believe and trust Christ and he's not the Lord of your life, you're a walking corpse. You're already dead. You're just waiting for the old flesh to fall. You know, you're just dead. But when you come to know Jesus and he's the life of your life and the light of your light and the bread of your life, and he becomes the door, and the Bible says, then he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, when Jesus said that, Mary and Martha was dealing with a brother who had died and been buried for several days. I mean, he's already in the tomb. He's already in the decaying process. He's already in the decaying process. They said, by now he stinketh. By now he stinketh, knowing that the process of death had already occurred. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. I got the picture of my little sweetheart right here. Her name, Juanita. Isn't she beautiful? You see that? That's when I was courting her. Oh, that's back in the 1954s, early 55, until we were married. She's not dead. She's alive. Don't tell me she's dead. She's alive. You got to hear me. She's a believer. She loves Christ. So she's alive in the presence of paradise, where she's having a much better time than I'm having. I promise you that. Well, let's move on here. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Then he says, and this is 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now that's beautiful. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now that's number 6. Let's go to number 7. I love this. You know, when you get into this book and you begin to enjoy these great things of God, it's really wonderful. John 15, verse 1. I am the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Now, that's 7 times in the book of St. John, Jesus makes these specific theological statements that are deep and profound, and you can live by those 7 statements. I mean, you can have exciting life on the virtue of those 7 statements. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I am the vine. Learn them. Memorize them. Get them on your mind. And I'm going to send anybody who calls, and let me give you the number, 704-391-0588. So you can start calling and have time to everybody that wants this. I'll send this to you. Every one of those scriptures written out, you can start at the beginning and read them all through the Bible at one setting. And you can just see how dynamic the Son of God presents himself. And represents himself. He was indeed the divine and marvelous Son of God. Now, I really do love that. That's always been a thrill to me, to get in the middle of all those kind of truths and just live in them. Just soak myself in them. I mean, soak. You know, that's why the Bible says, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. That word wait means entangle yourself, intertwine yourself with him. That's the Old Testament meaning of the word wait. New Testament meaning means to serve him at his altar, to be his, to serve him, to bring him honor at his altar. The two put together is one of the most beautiful pictures you'll ever see. I mean, really is breathtaking. Really is breathtaking. Now, I want to take you to Revelation, and I want to take a little time with that first chapter of Revelation and see if I can get you to get a picture of just how great the Son of God really is. He is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, the lily of the valley, the bright morning star, the rose of Sharon. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which is, which was, and which is to come. And you could go on and on and on and say the many names that represent him. And let me tell you, every name represents a little bit of his character, a little bit of his personality. And it takes a host of them, and they don't even get started in telling you how absolutely great the Son of God is. I want you to get your heart set on him. I want you to believe in him with all of your heart. I want you to turn from your sins and your wicked living and your fornication and your adultery and your habits of uncleanness. And I want you to turn to Christ and believe him with all he represents. You'll never be sorry. You'll never be sorry. I said, you'll never be sorry. Now, before I start in Revelation, I want to invite you to call me and ask me anything about any name and anything about any expression or any bit of his personality or anything about things he has wrought and things he has done. You call. I would love to answer your questions. I would love to us engage in some conversation about who Jesus is and all the magnificence of his person. I'd love to hear your question because I think I can answer. If I can't, I'll do it next week because I'll dig in the Bible till I find an answer. He is the grand Son of the living God. He was divine from the moment of his conception. He is absolutely full of the Holy Ghost without measure, the Bible said. There was no sin. He could not die. Had he not willingly died, they could have crucified him 1,000 times, and he would have still been living. They beat him until he was a bloody pulp. His flesh was hanging off like rags, and he wasn't even close to death because they couldn't kill him. He had the will to die. And you remember when it came time to die, he said, Father, I commit unto you my spirit. And he willingly gave up the ghost. You see, he had the ability to lay his life down. Jesus said this, and I have the ability to take it up again. The Father gave me that right to lay it down and to take it up again. You just never have discussed a person that even begins to come close to the measure of Jesus Christ. I mean, he is the grandson of the living God. I learned a little bit about a sect of people over in the Gastonia area, and I presume they are at other places in the world, who believe the name Jesus is a false name. And they deny everything about the name of Jesus. They will only call him Yahweh. And they are so confused. And I'll never forget getting in that discussion. Made some enemies, but I didn't mean to. It wasn't my doing. I just spoke to a grandmother of the crowd and said, ask why did the minister who married this couple, why did they not use the name of Jesus? They only said the name Yahweh. When they spoke of God, they only spoke of his Hebrew name. Why? And they said, well, we don't believe in Jesus. He's a false something. I don't remember all the words. And it tore me out of my frame. I thought, wow, why would anybody be in such a foolish doctrine? I mean, it's terrible. They will spend eternity in hell. I'm telling you, they will spend eternity in hell denying that name that is above all names, the name Jesus. Hey, that started in the Greek language, and it was spelled right in the Greek language, except a little nuances, same as we spell Jesus almost in the Greek. Because that is the name the Father gave him to be called on this earth in the English form. And that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, let's go to Revelation. I'm waiting on a call now. I want you to get your phones. Our ladies are standing by. Now, I promised you two things. And they're really nice. This beautiful article on all about Jesus, okay? And my article I've written is all about the first chapter of Revelation. It lists those 40 names I told you about in the first chapter. You ought to have a copy. And then I will give you along with that all of these 40 I Ams in the book of Revelation. All of them. I will give that to you also, so you'll get two beautiful things. And then I'm going to give you a list of all of these names on this chart behind me. I'll let my secretary do that on Monday, and we'll type that up and make it available. Oh, that you may know his name, and that you might just learn to sometime take a little while and just sit down and begin to speak to him with his names and meditate on which each of those names mean, and the value in those names, and what it says about him, and what a glorious person he is. I'm telling you, friend, we're dealing with the greatest name ever given to a human being. We're dealing with the greatest person who ever walked the dusty shores of Galilee and Jerusalem and all that area of the country. We're dealing with the greatest person who ever lived a flesh life on this earth, and the only person who was ever God and flesh in the same. We're dealing with a man who died and resurrected. He didn't resurrect to die again. He resurrected with a glorified body so that he is forever, forever the Son of God. When you see him, you will be able to see the nail prints in his hands. When you see him, you'll be able to see the little pierced places around his forehead where they crowned him with a thorn crown, a crown of thorns. Oh, friend, when you see him, he will be the grandest view, the grandest being you ever looked upon. And John the Revelator, let me read you now. John the Revelator, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Revelation 1 and 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That's Sunday. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now notice what that voice said. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book to John. Now, what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, Ephesus and Smyrna and Pergamos and Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and Laodicea. Send it to these seven churches. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, John said. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man. One like unto the Son of Man, clothed in a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. Now, what are you seeing, John? Wow, what are you seeing? John had saw him all the years he was on the earth from the time Jesus called John from his fishing boat. John had saw him. And John knew him as the Son of God, the Son of Man. He knew him as the great, great healer. He knew him in all of the beauty that he revealed during those years of his active ministry. But now John sees him in a whole different light. John sees him not as the Son of Man who lived on the earth, but as the Son of God who has been glorified, who has been given a name above every name by the Heavenly Father. And so John is seeing the glorified Christ. He had seen the earthly Christ, but now he sees the glorified Christ. He had watched him perform miracles. He had heard him minister. He had laid his head on his chest in the great love that John felt for the Lord. But now he sees him in his glory in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Oh, what a picture. The Son of God, the risen Son of God, the magnificent Son of God, the glorified Son of God. And John is seeing him in the Spirit, seeing him in a marvelous vision. It's a display in front of John. He don't just talk about what he hears. He explains what he sees. That's so important with the book of Revelation. He's describing what he's seeing, not what he's hearing, what he's seeing. His feet like a defined brass, as if they burned in a furnace. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth proceeded a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shineth in its strength. Great day. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. I imagine he did. What a glorious vision. John is seeing the blessed Son of God, the mighty Christ. He's now ascended to the Father. He's been glorified in the presence of all the heavenly hosts, the heavenly angels. The Father has set him on his right hand to intercede for us and to be our high priest and to remember all our needs and all the human frailties and the human difficulties and to plead the cause for us, to plead the case for us, to declare the picture for us. And so Jesus is now at the Father's right hand, but John sees a vision of him, a representative of him. And John falls at his feet as dead. Hallelujah. When I saw him, let me read that, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Listen to that. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Now notice this. And have the keys of hell and of death. Has the keys of hell and the keys of death. You see, people go around scared all the time about dying because they don't know the one who has the keys of dying, the keys of hell and of death. That's Jesus. He's got the keys of it all. He is in possession of all our future, all our hope, everything we could ever want or desire. He's in possession of it. Friend, you don't have to live in the sorrow of this world. You don't have to be a recluse from life, off somewhere hiding because you can't handle all the things around you. I see the same things you see. I see the fearful things. I see the dark things. I see people who don't know how to live like dogs under the front porch. I get amazed at everything I see. But I also see something beyond that. I see the Christ, the mighty Lord. I don't see him literally. I see him in my heart. I've not seen him since he arose from the dead, as they saw him in the New Testament. But I believe him. And I know he's alive. And I know he's coming for me. And I know I'm one of his. And I don't have one doubt of what my future holds because I'm caught up in him. Now, I'm going to stop right here for a minute because I've got to have you on the phones. This is too excellent, too outstanding, too breathtaking for me not to answer some questions that maybe you have a feel. Nobody's going to identify you. We're not going to take your name off of the phone and tell everybody about you. We don't do things like that. We're just going to help you. We're going to be a blessing to you. We're going to send you this wonderful material. We're going to help you know what a grand Savior you can have in Jesus Christ. If you're not a believer, you are living far inferior to what you could live. You're living, far beneath what you could experience and what you could know because Jesus cares. There's not one of you out there that he doesn't care for. He is not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Are you hearing me? He is not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. This doctrine of limited atonement came from the pits of hell. It is as dark as demons can be dark. I'm here to tell you, everybody out there, he desires for you to love him and know him and to serve him. And he doesn't desire for one of you to go to eternal torment and be part of hell's population. No, no, no. He wants you to serve him. But you got to come to Christ. He is the only way. He said, I'm the door. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Did you hear that? I am the door. I read it to you from the Bible. I am the door. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I said, I am the Father. I am the door, he said. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So you can know him, but you've got to come to him by Jesus Christ. There's no other way to come to him. Now, for you to call, all you need to do is dial one of the two numbers. I'm going to put them up here. I always do this so carefully because I can hit the wrong thing so quick on this big old machine. And when I do, it does whatever I hit the thing for it to do, whether it's right or wrong. And so I have to be mighty careful. Now, there's a number, 704-391-0588 and 1-800-338-7884. I want to hear from you. Grab your phone right now. This week, I had a call from Bahamas. I had a call from Oregon. I'm trying to remember different places. I don't remember them all. California. Texas. Yeah, I remember that. It says so many wonderful people who are so hungry, who are thirsty for the Lord. And so I want you to be thirsty for the Lord. I want you to know Jesus. You say, Brother Chambers, now you're talking about this divine person who lived nearly 2,000 years ago, and you're telling me I can know him. I'm telling you, you can know him. I'm telling you, you can know him just as good as I know him. Just as real as I know him. Well, I didn't get it, I guess. You can know him. He wants you to know him. He wants to know you. My Bible says that you can even know his voice and another you will not follow. So you can know him. You can know his voice. You can know his word. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You can even have his mind in your mind. You can be overwhelmed by his mind, and you can become so captured by his mind that you have his mind in you. Now, I'm preaching in the morning. In the morning, tomorrow. I'm preaching on the miracle of the new birth. I'm really excited about this. The miracle of the new birth. And if you don't know that you're born again, you don't know what level your faith is, you don't know at what point you are serving Him, you don't know whether you're ready for heaven or not, you have a little fear, maybe you're not, maybe you're going to go to the lake of fire. Whatever be the feelings you've got, come and hear that sermon in the morning on the miracle of being born again. I mean, the miracle of becoming one with Christ, in which His Holy Spirit comes in to take up abode in your heart. And He begins to convict you of anything in your life that doesn't please Him. And you begin to sanctify yourself. And as you sanctify yourself, He begins to sanctify you. And before you know it, He fills you with the Holy Ghost. And you become a Bible lover. You become a faithful Christian. You get involved, and before you know it, you say, how did I live this long without Him? How did I live this long without Him? I cannot believe it. I've lived this long without Jesus. That's sad. But multitudes are living without Him because they won't take time to get acquainted with Him. You can know Him, friend. You can know Him. When He saves you, the Bible says this, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. If any man be in Christ, that means you gave your life to Him. You're not in yourself any longer. You're in Him. You gave Him your life. You gave up your stubbornness. You gave up your rebellion. You gave up your foolishness. You gave up your unbelief. You gave up your sins, and you came to Him, and now you are in Him. He says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new, N-E-W, new creation. He makes you all over again. He rebirths you. He transforms you. He changes you. And you become one with Him. And you become like Him. That's how you live this life. You can't live it by yourself. Oh, come on. Many people say I'd be a Christian if I thought I could live it. Well, you can't, so quit thinking at that. And learn that it's not you living it. It's Him living it. He takes up His abode, and He becomes your life, and it's a joy. It's a joy. I'm telling you, it's the joyous thing in the world, is to know you're saved and to know you belong to Him. Now, I got to come back to all of that, and I'm waiting on your calls, and the lines, I mean, I don't know why they're not busy. Surely you're hearing me. Surely you're hearing me, and surely somebody out there knows you need to turn around. Come, just call me. Tell me, I'm ready. Pray for me right now. And Jesus will save you while I'm on the air and while you're out there listening and while we talk together on the telephone. Did you know that? Did you know He could save you that quickly, that surely, and that powerfully? Oh, He could. Now, I know I got a lot I hadn't done yet, and I'm trying to take time, though, to make sure you don't leave. I don't finish this program and leave you with any degree of lack, with any degree of question, with any degree of anything. Get on that phone, and Brother Chambers, I got a question that will confuse you to death. You call and let me take a real effort at it, will you? Just for your sake, just because I care. Just because I want to be a blessing. Just because I want you to know the way of the Lord and the wonderful life. I'm anxious to get to this chart behind me because I want you to hear all these names. They're just really wonderful. They really are. And I'm going to give you a copy of all these names. But first, I want you to call. Grab the phone now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. All right, here we go. I'm going to get this chart from behind me here. I put it up with a little glue. I'm telling you, I wouldn't let nothing happen to this. It stays on the door here behind my going into the sanctuary, and he shall be called. Listen to this. Advocate. These are names. Lamb of God. The resurrection and the life. Shepherd. Good shepherd, that is. Bishop of souls. The judge. The Lord of lords. The man of sorrows. The man of sorrows. Listen to this now. Head of the church, the master, the faithful, faithful and true witness, the rock. Oh, I like that name, the rock. The rock. The high priest, the door, the living word, the bread of life, the rose of Sharon, Alpha and Omega, the true vine, Messiah. Well, that's not quite half here. Let me get down here a little bit. Messiah, and then teacher, and then Holy One, the mediator. Oh, I like that. The beloved, the branch, I like that. The carpenter, the good shepherd, the light of the world, the image of the invisible God. Oh, I like that. The image of the invisible God. He's an image of his Father, the invisible God, the Word, the chief cornerstone. Did you hear that? The Savior, the servant, the author and finisher. Oh, I like that. The author and finisher. Wonderful. Of our faith. The Almighty, the everlasting Father. Shiloh, Shiloh. A lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, I like that. I am king. I am King of Kings, Prince of Peace, Bridegroom, Only Begotten Son, Wonderful Counselor, Emmanuel, Son of Man, Dayspring, the Amen. Oh, I like the term the Amen. The King of the Jews, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Author, the Bright Morning Star. Woo-wee. The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Now, that's not all of them, but that's all on this list. The final one is Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? He is all of that and more. He is all of that. There are so many names about him. And he is the breathtaking one of the whole universe. Hallelujah. Do you know Jesus? Do you know him? Are you acquainted with him? Is he your Savior and your Lord? Is he your baptizer? Has he taken over the helm of your life? Have you given your all to him? Well, I'm trying to get to where all I need to go here. There's so much. I've got to get to these names in the book of Revelation chapter 1. I mean, you can tell that there is so much about him and there is no end to it. There is no end to it, on and on. Now, these are all words in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. 40 names of Jesus in one book of the Bible. The faithful witness, the faithful martyr, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, that loved us, washed us from our sins. These are titles or descriptions of Jesus and the things he did. His own blood, divine blood that is eternal, friend. He cometh with clouds. Every eye shall see him. They also which pierced him. All kindred shall wail because of him. Amen. Amen. I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the Lord, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And those are all names that you could give to him in his trip on the earth. But now we go to names given to him while he's now glorified in heaven. I'm Alpha and Omega, one likened to the Son of Man, clothed with a garment dipped down to the foot, girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass. His voice is the sound of many waters. In his hand was seven stars. Out of his mouth a sharp two-edged sword. His countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. He said, I am the first and the last. I'm the first and the last. Two different ones. I'm he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. Has the keys of death and of hell. Now those are the 20 titles, descriptions, words that bespeak of Jesus in one chapter of the Bible. Now I'm trying to make sure you know today that I'm here to let you understand he is all in all. He is the only name above heaven whereby you can be saved. He is the everlasting Son of God. He will never cease to be the living, glorious, marvelous, mighty Redeemer, the Savior, the Son of God. I mean, over and over. I mean, if I haven't shown you how wonderful he is, I don't know how. I mean, if this don't convince you that he is really the Almighty, the Wonderful One, well, Brother Chambers is helpless. I'm here to try to get you so excited about him that you will never want to do anything but serve him. From this day to the end of your life, I want you to serve him. Now, let me read you this in the book of Romans. This is chapter 14, verse 11. For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Now, he was quoting a scripture in the book of Isaiah 45 and 23. So this is also in the Old Testament, different wording, but the same thought. And here now in the New Testament, Jesus says, every knee shall bow. Paul is quoting him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. Now, 14 minutes, 13 or 14 minutes. I want to help you make sure you know him. I want to help you make sure you know him. Not about him, but him. Know him. Much of the world know about him. It's hard not to know a little bit about him. Much of the world knows a little bit, maybe. I'm sure there's some places with great ignorance. But I want to tell you something. You can know him. Not only can you know him, you can know he is your life. You can know he is your redeemer. You can know he is your savior. You can have a life that is so different from anything you've ever had until there is no description of the differences. Now, I'm waiting for you to ring. I'm not aware of why anybody would not be excited. Maybe you are so excited. All you want to do is rejoice in this. And this is good. This is worth shouting about, friend. I rejoice because I know him. I rejoice because he is my life. Now, is there a few of you would like to say, I met him how many years ago? I know him. He's my savior. Grab the phone, okay? Let's take a few calls, 1-800-338-7884. Or call the local number 704-391-0588. All about Jesus. All about Jesus. Oh, man, I've talked so fast and gave you so much information and laid so much on you. If you don't know who he is by now, what do I say? How do I tell you? How do I get it across to you how absolutely grand he is? How much he wants to change your life? How much he wants to make you the center of living in a life of beauty and purity and rightness and really a life of joy? The Bible says this is joy unspeakable and full of glory. That is peace that passeth all understanding. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Do you know him? Do you know him? I'd like to have a few of you saints that know him to just call and say, Reverend Chambers, thank you. I know him. I am thrilled that I know him. And I just want to love him more. I want to love him with a deeper love. I want to be more infatuated with the fellowship of his grace and the joy of loving him. I want to be more excited about the Bible. I want to live in his wonderful love. I want to make him Lord now and not have to make him Lord when it is too late to be saved by making him Lord. Isn't that amazing? There's be this multitude of people that will have to kneel and call him Lord, but only calling him Lord as an absolute testimony of their failure, their darkness, and their careless living. And then be sent into an eternal lake of fire. You say, I don't believe in a lake of fire. Well, take a chance if you want to. I can't stop you, but I can tell you it's a foolish chance. Well, let me tell you this. If there wasn't a lake of fire, this is the only life worth living. If there was no eternal damnation, Christian living is the only life that's worth your time and your energy. It is foolish not to want to serve him and not to want to live for him. Well, you know, I want you to live for him. I want you to know him. I want you to love him. I want you to serve him. I want you to be happy in all his graces. I want you to live in his fellowship. I want you to know that he cares about you and he cares deeply about you. Now, as I come down here to these final minutes, I'm going to take you back to the book of Isaiah. I want to talk to you and you're not calling me. So I'll take you back and give you some wonderful truth that really is such a picture of our Lord. I mean, he died for us. This great Son of God, with all of this magnificence that I have shown you, with all of these great words that describe him, with all these wonderful descriptions of him, with all of the testimonies that he made of himself, I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. I mean, you've got all the proof in the world. There's nobody that can even begin to suggest he didn't literally come and do exactly everything he said. Everything we know about him in our Bible has been proven many times over. There is no doubt about it. It's absolutely certain. Absolutely certain. And I just want you, hey, you know what I got to do? I see my notes here. I got to tell you about camp meeting. Hey, would you stay right where you are and listen? Camp meeting begins 3 weeks from Sunday night. Camp meeting begins 3 weeks from Sunday night, the 24th of June. Camp meeting begins here at this church on a Sunday night and goes all week then until the next Friday. We'll be serving lunch every day. This is a courtesy of our church, serving you a big, wonderful lunch every day. And in the mornings, there'll be a 9:30 service beginning Tuesday. And then 11 o'clock Bible study Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then there'll be a 6 o'clock service on the evening Tuesday through Friday. And then the regular evangelistic service at 7 o'clock. Our morning speakers will be different at 9:30. Joey Yates will be teaching the Bible on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, here's what he's going to teach. On Tuesday, he's going to teach about the imminent rapture of Jesus Christ to come 7 years, the pre-tree of rapture comes before the 7 years. Then on Tuesday, he's going to teach about the great 7-year tribulation period, the judgment of God on the earth. On Wednesday, he's going to teach about, on Thursday, he's going to teach about the Battle of Armageddon, when Jesus comes back to the earth with his saints. And on Friday, he's going to teach about the 1,000-year millennial reign. Now, you got that? Tuesday, the imminent rapture. Wednesday, the tribulation period. Thursday, the Battle of Armageddon. And Friday, the 1,000-year millennial reign. After every one of those four Bible lessons, I'm going to have a period of question-answer session, where everybody in the sanctuary can ask questions, and we'll give you answers for them, and we'll help you grab this holy Bible and understand the book of Revelation and the coming of the Lord the best we know how. I promise you it'll be good. Now, it starts on June the 24th on a Sunday night. No service during the day, Monday, but service on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Our speaker is a wonderful brother, Jeff Mayo, Reverend Jeff Mayo. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, 6 nights with Brother Jeff Mayo, Brother Joey Yates on Thursday, Friday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Too much. Oh, too much for an old man. But you don't want to miss it. Camp meeting 3 weeks away. There's motels and all around here. All you got to do is call, and we'll send you a list of good prices at motels all around us, okay? Send your address, call us, send an email, whatever you want to do, and we'll let you get acquainted. Camp meeting 3 weeks away. Got that? Camp meeting 3 weeks away. Don't want you to miss it. I really don't want you to miss it. I'm preaching in the morning on the miracle of being born again. I wish everybody out there would hear that sermon. The miracle of being born again. Very wonderful. And then make sure you know we got a great Christian school. Our last day of school was yesterday. Start again. We got a summer program. Starts Monday. You got that? A summer program Monday. And then, of course, school starts again at the regular season in the month of August, late August. Okay? You don't want to miss what's going on here. It's wonderful. We have dinner on the ground now every Sunday. Not on the ground. It's on a table. Sorry about that. Dinner on the table every Sunday. We got a group of people that bring their meals, and we invite all of our guests to go eat with us. So if you come tomorrow and you're a guest, we'll take you out and feed you a meal that'll blow your little mind. I'm telling you, they cook good. We had breakfast this morning. We have breakfast every first Saturday at 9 o'clock, and we invite everybody. All listening to me, everywhere you are, you're invited every Saturday. It was this morning, be a month. The next one will be the very first day of July. Do you hear me? On a Saturday, in the middle of the end of camp meeting. We got a wonderful preacher on Sunday following camp meeting. J.J., what is his last name? I forgot. don't tell him. Hey, don't tell him. Well, you didn't hear the last name, you can't tell him. But anyhow, we'll have a guest. We got a lot in front of us. We really have. And I am so excited. We are praying. We're having a spirit of revival that's moving through this place like electricity. I mean, God is giving us a move. And if you miss it, is your heart situation, I'm here to tell you it's wonderful to follow the Lord. Now, I have dealt today with all about Jesus. All about Jesus. I've told you enough to fill your little brain about Jesus. He's everything you can ever imagine him to be, and far, far more. He is a name above all names. He is the wonderful Savior. He is a blessing, a blessing. I'm glad for any calls. Thank you for calling, ordering material. And if you haven't called to order material, do it now. Do it now. Do not wait. I'm talking about an article. You're talking about the 50 times I am is in the book of John, all written out verse by verse for you. You don't even have to look them up. They're written in the list. And then you're talking about that list of all those beautiful names I read from my chart. I wish I had one of those charts to give everybody. I don't know where I got that from. I've had it many years. It goes on my door. And I wouldn't let nobody have it. But I'll give you the names. And I'd love for you to be blessed. I really would. We are here to be a blessing. We're here to bring joy to everybody that will let us. You are special to us, and we want you to be a blessing. Now, you remember camp meeting? You got that down? You remember what I'm preaching in the morning? You got that? The miracle of the new birth? You can get all kinds of materials from our office. We had a call this week from Oregon, and the lady said my mother has had all kinds of booklets and things from you, and they were wonderful. And I want to get on your list. I want that good material. I want those booklets. I want this all this information you've written. And I've written hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, in the thousands, really, articles. And we've got books that were published. We've got five books that haven't been published yet. And we have them in, no, I believe it's six. We have them in our own printing form. And these are great books of learning and study and things about the Bible and things to learn. And you can get a catalog if you'll just call and say, send me a catalog, Brother Chambers. I want to know more about learning the Bible. I want to get in the Bible. We live in a day when the Bible is almost off the chart in most churches. They want you to sing happy, and their theology is so light, it's pitiful. People say to me, well, my preacher preaches good. I say, well, probably not what he preaches is bad, but what he don't preach is terrible. How many preach that preacher of rapture? He's coming any moment. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to be ready to go. Jesus is the altogether lovely one. There is no name like his name. Now, I remind you, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Are you hearing me? Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Are you listening? Every knee, everywhere out there, wherever you're listening, wherever you're hearing, on a radio in Africa, on a internet in Australia, on a computer up in Canada, or up in Ukraine, Russia, down in South, it don't matter. You can hear me anywhere in the world on internet. I got a call this week from the Bahamas. I found you on internet, and I'm tickled to death what I found. We love that. Our internet is, by the way, paulcreek.org, www.paulcreek.org. www.paulcreek.org. And we will bless you if it's possible to bless you. That's how much we care. That's really how much we care. Now, time is up. I love you. If we can have you in church tomorrow, we'll love it. We'll take you and feed you dinner tomorrow. If you come, you are important to us. The things that we want to do for you are many, and we will do them with all of our heart. I'm here to tell you, we will do them with all of our heart because you are important to us, and we care about you. We really do. We care about you. Now listen, sing with them. You can have all the joy the Lord will give you if you'll let him. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you.
That's when Jesus comes in the clouds. Oh, when Jesus comes in glory bright, we'll leave the lonely shades of night. Our sorrow will be past eternal joy. At last, when Jesus comes, on that chorus again. Oh, when Jesus comes in glory bright, we'll leave the lonely shades of night. All sorrow will be past eternal joy. At last, when Jesus comes in the clouds.